In the late 70s, the power pop trio called Shoes operated out of their hometown in the Chicago suburb of Zion, Illinois. They started their own label, Black Vinyl Records, and brothers Jeff and John Murphy and their friend Gary Klebe wrote, produced, and performed tight little pop songs that our rock critic Ken Tucker has long admired. Now, after a silence of almost 10 years, one brother, Jeff Murphy, has released a solo album called Cantilever. Ken has a review.
That's Jeff Murphy singing all the multi-track vocals, playing all the instruments, and producing himself on the new album, Cantilever. One dictionary definition of cantilever is, quote, any rigid construction extending horizontally well beyond its vertical support. And while his music is never rigid, Jeff Murphy may be using the word to suggest that he's extending his range beyond the support of his band Shoes. What he's really doing is extending the themes that Shoes has always pursued. Mournful love, sympathy for an adored one that's not always reciprocated.
Every day's a challenge if you can't define your goals. Even though you've been to school, there's much that you don't know. Maybe there's no answer when you look inside your soul. I don't know. Living through the TV screen is all you'll ever know. Kings and queens live out their dreams in themes from long ago. Maybe that's the answer. Maybe life's a dream. You're having a bad day. It's just another one. Having a bad day. And there's plenty more to come. If you sit inside, inside, you can't expect the world to change. You're having a bad day.
Whatever Jeff Murphy loses in not harmonizing in the uniquely breathy, intense way he did with his brother John, he gains in a certain independence. Shoes never had much truck with keyboards. They were guitar and drum boys. But as a middle-aged multi-talent, Jeff Murphy adapts the Shoes sound to different sonic landscapes. He also gets away with using one of the most overused words in rock lyrics, that would be icon, in a fresh, original way. There's one song here that can not only stand with the best of what Shoes ever did, but also with the best of any current music out there. Jeff Murphy knows it, too. I'm sure that's why he used it to lead off Cantilever. It's called I'm a Tool for You, and it's pretty glorious.
Let me be your digital wave. Let me be your plasma display. I can be those clothes that you wear, oh, the dye that you use when I'm a tool for you. I'm your diamond ring. I'm the food that you eat. I'm that song that you sing. You can think of me in whatever you do. I'm whatever you need. I'm a tool for you.
As that song proves, Jeff Murphy is really nobody's tool. In the press note accompanying this album, he says proudly that there are no drum machines or fancy technology, but he does use a hammer and a crowbar for percussion on I'm a Tool for You, and his wife's candy dish for percussion on another song. As a band, Shoes was always an admirable do-it-yourself operation. As a solo artist sitting out there in Zion, Illinois, Jeff Murphy is an inspiration who keeps on doing exactly what he wants, aiming for the mass audience in his head, willing us to listen.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Cantilever by Jeff Murphy.